This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, Jay Dyer is an author, comedian, and TV presenter known for his deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare in film. He's the author of two books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and the co-creator of the co-host of television show Hollywood Decoded. He has been featured on numerous popular shows and podcasts in debates with some of the world's top debaters. Jaysanalysis.com. Jay Dyer is with us. I'm only going to be here for this segment, a little bit of the next, as I wanted to just talk to him a little bit. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry this. Got a compilation coming up of some of the latest Build Back Better. That's the response to the crisis they create with the global lockdown and the Great Reset. Jay, let's give it the trillion-foot view here. I don't go around saying aliens are real. I just look at the attack on humanity, and everything they do is alien to make us turn against our own instincts and what's good for us. And how they tell us humans are bad, and how we need to be depopulated. And I see how they're trying to build new alien life forms through the genetic engineering that are not of this world, that are being made by what computers create and then artificially put together. That's the same as aliens sending us the genetic code of something that we then build here. We built the alien. It doesn't need to be teleported here. It's somehow interdimensionally or through radio waves we're given the code, and then we build it here. So regardless, you'd have to be a fool to say that this isn't an anti-human revolution. What is your view on that?
Yeah, let's look to somebody like Tim Leary to really kind of solidify what you just said. I just finished one of the Leary books I'd not read, which was his book on the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and his analogy between the experience of the soul, right, in the afterlife to the LSD trip. And there's multiple chapters where Leary says that what you're going to experience is basically the same thing the shamans of the ancient world experienced, the indigenous tribes, right? They're experiencing the gods, which are the same as these entities, as these beings, these clockwork elves, right? That, we hear Terrence McKenna talking about the clockwork elves, right? That's what Timothy Leary is saying is going to be the experience. And so it is. He even calls it at one point alien, and he says, when you interact with these entities, one thing that may happen is that they will show you kind of dystopian worlds, hellscapes, and all this kind of stuff in the LSD trip. And so, again, and there's many of these, you know, John C. Lilly, many of these characters relate the same experience of interacting with these entities. And so that, to me, is the best explanation of what the, quote, aliens are, is interdimensional dark spiritual forces who, by the way, Klaus Schwab, right? 4 years ago, he put out that 2-minute viral video on Twitter that said that in the next 10, 15 years, one of the things that the World Economic Forum projects is the contact with alien entities in life. And it's all part of that global agenda to bring in this global technocratic order. So they say it over and over and over, even in their public writings.
And they've been holding this back for thousands of years, that the shaman, the Egyptians, the Greeks were interfacing with this. And the best breakdown I get is advanced civilizations above that god doesn't get involved in your free will, but only low-level, really nasty thugs and the scum of the universe will get involved. And that's why when we follow them, when they're really lower than us, we end up building nightmares, because that's what they build, because they go against free will.
Yeah, the same message. Go watch people's videos on YouTube, all of the DMT trips. Almost everybody has a unified experience. They may see different things, but the entities tell them, we got to have a global government. Humans are a cancer on the planet. They're messing up Gaia. We got to get rid of them. We got to depopulate. And only when you do that, right? What's the mythology of Star Trek? Only when you have, scientism as your religion, will there be a global federation? Will there be an intergalactic United Nations where everybody's happy? And
when they say we believe in science, it means they believe in the exterminism, the anti-human transmission.
Absolutely. Yeah, and by the way, the Bolshevism that you've mentioned in a couple clips I heard you talk about, that's a great analogy for what we're seeing. There's so many parallels to what the Bolsheviks did in their operations, not just Q, but even to the point of recruiting occultists. The Bolsheviks would use occultists. There was one of their top intelligence guys recruited all these different cults to promote toxic, degenerate culture.
Let's explain that when we come back with Jay Dyer in the connection to what's currently happening and beyond.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out, a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And I am handing the baton to Jay Dyer. Elon Musk says, beware those that pray to AI gods. But the AI is just a synthetic of the interface to the rest of the dimensions, which the mathematics and the high intensity antennas have now documented. They can read a force field five times more powerful than our current third dimension holding us in place. And they even now talk about, remember the head of Bank of America like 5 years ago said, we're enslaved in this dimension. We've got to blast our way out. I mean, it all just goes back to what we hear about Lucifer and God and the devil. And we're told all this by the ancients, and then we keep seeing it repeat, repeat, repeat. Is it because we've experienced it before and it's implanted in our genetics? Or is it really a warning from God in the future to us in the past now living it? I think it's really both, because Christ said, as we quoted earlier with Steve Quayle, if you're not going to believe the things I'm telling you about the world, how about believing the things I tell you about the heavens? And so we think of the planet as everything. We can fly around it in about 25 hours. So it's there's a lot going on. There's a lot of disinfo surrounding it, a lot of BS, but Jay Dyer, to understand the Great Reset, to understand what we're going into, and Klaus Schwab, you talk so much about, Davos Group saying, we're going to change you in the fourth revolution, your genetics, not the world. That means we're getting rid of you. We're not having you do something different in the world. We're taking away your birthright. We're overriding you. Here's a compilation of the recently talking about what comes out of their Great Reset is their Build Back Better, and you'll talk about what that is. There it is.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever. We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
In my plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education, mental health, and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, Britain After Coronavirus.
It's about building this country back.
So they destroy it.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build back better.
Building back better our economy.
Build back better.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
So when you hear Great Reset, it means shut the world economy while the big corporations double their profits and you go bankrupt. And when they build back better, it's forced inoculations, checkpoints, COVID forced shots, mass death, killing old people with the vaccines, which is now being announced. It's literal hell on earth. And so they, through the big corporation, explain who this consortium is and how do you think it's going for them 1 year in to the launch of their takedown of civilization?
The consortium is a global confederation of banks, of Fortune 100, of old nobility families, all kind of working together with a plethora army of think tanks that sort of plan this stuff, and they plan the future even if you look at entities like Rand Corporation, Brookings Institute. That's like the brains, and then you've got the kind of the money, the old money power behind this, and they believe in a austerity plan, right? Remember many years ago, 10 years ago, right after the housing bubble collapsed, a lot of people were talking about a planned collapse, that this was intentional, right? There were books written by people like John Perkins, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, that dealt with how you implode economies. You've covered the Greg Palast piece of, you know, back all the way to 2003 or four, where he talked about the four-stage, five-stage IMF plan of how you wreck economies and then buy them out when they're basically everything is a fire sale, right? Now what they're doing is that same model on a global scale to basically create a necessary austerity situation where everybody's poor, everybody's broke, everybody's going to have to look to this central authority, right, to get their basic means of livelihood and sustenance, and it was all by design.
That's right. They want a global Marshall plan so bad that everything's owned by them, and then they admit, then they just start making it worse once we're bankrupt and start making us have a universal income to dictate forced inoculations, one-child policies. I mean, things just get worse. You give into this, it just gets worse.
Right. It's the same model, as you know, when the OSS went in and set up Mao's guerrillas, right? Bill Donovan, the beginning of the OSS, he goes in and he sets up that spy network for Mao, right? And these are just the old opium networks and lanes where they would import the drugs. This is how the old families got rich, if you didn't know this, by the way. If you read a book like Dope Inc., it's just a bunch of opium.
That's right. They didn't just set up China for no reason. They broke China up in 11 parts, the different Western governments controlled. So the West already ran it. When the Japanese tried to come in, we blocked them, then set up the communists to run a communalized slave camp. Forrest, John Birch, was an army officer, tried to fight it, so they tortured him to death to get the John Birch Society. And so, again, that's why they chose China as the engine of world dominance.
Yeah, because it was a perfect model and engine to transport the industrial base out of the West and into Eurasia. And, in fact, Bertrand Russell a long time ago talked about this. He said that Eurasia could be the future. The Royal Society many, many years ago had planned all this out from that heartland theory perspective. If you control Eurasia, you can shift the globe. And that was the British Empire's old model of how to do geopolitics, right? The Mackinder Heartland
theory. Because they'd been controlling people through India and China before. They were just continuing that model.
Exactly. And so now that model of what they would do in the great game is what they're doing globally. Once you understand that, it all makes perfect sense. That's why they want to wreck the economies. They want to toxify the culture. They want to make you completely dependent on not just a, you know, Big Daddy Uncle Sam government, but on a global federation government that will be run by.
And Trump was only allowed to get in because China got a little uppity. It wasn't following orders to show them what the globals could do. Once they kind of got under globalist control, then they removed Trump. So it was all Trump was used as kind of brake pads on the Chinese. That was about it.
Yeah, and I think it was great that he, undercut the power of the media. The media is one of the main ways that the elite have the stranglehold on this country. I mean, they've been able to do what Bertrand Russell said, make people believe that snow is black, just if they say so.
Right? Make people love their servitude. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what Huxley talked about. He said that the final revolution would be this anti-human revolution, that they would use big pharma, pharmacology, right, to pharmakia, to basically put a sorcerer's spell on everybody so that they would be, you know, doped and we're kind of getting what the British Empire gave to the Chinese, right? The mass drugging through big pharma and through illegal drugs. I've never heard the Dr. Day tapes. Those are a great example of how back in the late 60s, the Rockefeller Medical establishment had planned not just to control everybody through pharmaceuticals, but also through promoting mass illegal drug use, right? So it's a pressure from above, pressure from below model, as you know, and this leads to that synthesis, right, dialectical synthesis that converges into what they call a third way. So the easiest
way they're going to collapse society and then bring in a hyper-authoritarianism on the back of it. They're going to make us all infertile and make all birth now a genetic chimera produced by the corporations, and then they capture the entire human system, and it's the final revolution. Jay Dyer is taking over. Can't wait to hear what he covers in the next 45 minutes. This is groundbreaking, real stuff. This is trillions of times a Q drop. This is actual real stuff, real people, real globalists, real proof, and that's why they hate it. So this is a reality drop, our drops, reality drops. Coming up straight ahead at band.video, Infowars.com, then The War Room, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. All right, Jay Dyer's coming up. I'm Alex Jones, signing off.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing clean energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest is Jay Dyer. Now I wanted to talk about a book that you've probably heard of, but a lot of people haven't read. It's called The Communist Manifesto by a little-known figure named Karl Marx and his buddy Fred Engels. And at a certain point in the book, they lay out a 10-point plan. And I want you to listen and see if you think any of these sound kind of familiar. The first plan was the abolition of private property, and that all of this private property would go into the hands of a centralized and controlling state. And this would include land, right? Obviously, not just the possessions, but your inheritance, right? This kind of stuff. Number two would be a heavy progressive graduated income tax. I know that if you own a business, as many of us do, you know that you pay a lot of taxes, right? That seems to be the case. So we got two check marks here. Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. As I mentioned, obviously that goes along with point number one about private property. Four, certification of the property of all immigrants and rebels. Or excuse me, confiscation. So anybody who goes against, you get your bank account, you get your property seized. Is that happening? Maybe not property yet, but that's on its way. And then by extension, yes, the other stuff, the economic elements would count as that. Number five, centralization of all credit in the hands of a state by the means of a state or national bank and a capital with an exclusive monopoly on this power. Now, if you know the history of, you know, American attempts to limit the government, right, this is the complete opposite of what the U.S. and some of the, you know, founding fathers who staked their whole approach to government by trying to limit the banks, right? Andrew Jackson is famous for this in fighting the banks. And so the Marxist approach is the very opposite of that, which is to attempt to have a completely command and control economy where people don't have the freedom to, do exchange, the freedom to create their own currencies like Bitcoin or something like that. All that has to be controlled and stamped out. Gold, for example, has to be confiscated. And so far, with the first five, we're completely there, right? Number six, the centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. Now, we're not there yet, but it looks like with the things that are coming due to the COVID virus and all of this stuff, that's at least incrementally making its way here, right? Where the control of food, the food lanes, the supply lanes, this kind of stuff, the logistics, right, is eventually probably going to be put underneath some kind of technocratic, and it doesn't have to be state. Remember, what I'm going to kind of throw as a bit of a curveball at you is that you may think this is all under, Uncle Sam. It's not just Uncle Sam, right? It's a public-private partnership that we're going under, and that's why it's even more dangerous. And it's the model of Marxism, but it's Marxism that's done by corporations. Big Fortune 100, that's what I'm talking about here. Corporate communism. Now, some people say, well, that's fascism, but it's not exactly the same as fascism because this kind of implements elements of all three 20th century systems, right? Capitalism, democracy, free market, as well as the communist, as well as the socialist and the fascist. So all of these four or five systems are going to be kind of melded into one, worst of each, basically. Just look at it like they're taking the worst of each of these systems, putting it into one big ball or one big fist, and basically bopping you on the head with it. Confiscation number seven, the extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state to bring in the cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of soil. So basically the control of farmlands, right? This is talking about soil and agra being controlled by a centralized power. Number eight, and that's happening, obviously, if you know any farmers, they'll tell you about this kind of stuff happening in the last several decades. Equal liability of all to labor. So you don't have the right, if you own a business, to hire who you want. There's this enforced workers sort of, you know, affirmative action type of thing, right? Now, this at this time, when Marx was writing this, it was all about class warfare. And we're moving out of just class warfare into these invented kind of gender warfare and identity warfare. These are just extensions of this kind of class warfare to other types of, you know, special groups, so to speak. And then it says, combination of agriculture and manufacturing industries being controlled, he's saying, and the gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country. Now, this is the early elements of technocracy in Marx. A lot of people don't know that Marx was a technocrat. He thought that eventually technology would give rise to the withering away of the need for there to be a state. Again, I know that that may come as a surprise, but the original Marxist view was for the final stage of communism, when it got to its full flourish stage, Marx thought you would have total freedom, right? Now, I don't think that he really believed that, right? I think that's the selling point, right? The selling point is, hey, if you just let us bring in this communal utopia, you'll get a total freedom, I promise. Just trust us, right? Just let us have control of everything, and then we'll give you this this utopia. And that's why the original Marxist plan projected that stateless utopia, right? Marx has some famous statement about when the utopia comes, he hopes, you'll just be able to wake up in the morning and you won't have to worry about work. You'll decide to go fishing or paint a picture, whatever you want to do that day, right? So there was this original libertarian freedom element to the final stage of Marxism in the original Marx. Now, later Marxists differed from that. You have what's called Frankfurt School Marxism. You've got Soviet bloc Marxism. There's different flavors of Marxism after this. But the original plan was sold as a way to create a free, quote-unquote, utopia. Now, remember, this free utopia includes no private property in the sense that do you really have a husband and a wife and kids? No, they're the property of the state. So now you can see why the Marxists like the idea of wife swapping, sharing wives, and eyes wide shut style right parties, right? They like the degeneracy because it sort of, in their view, frees people from the taboos and strictures that are, according to them, social constructs, right? Marriage is not a thing that God gave. The moral law is not a thing that God gave. That's all just a social construct that when you promote degeneracy, you break people's binding taboos and identity that they find in religion, in their tradition, and so forth. And now they're just kind of putty that you can mold, right, by the state or the centralized corporate state. The next one that he mentioned is the by the way, so the reason I was talking about technocracy was the blending of town and country, meaning that you don't have a refuge. You don't have a way to kind of opt out and go to, well, I'm going to go live, you know, on the mountainside like a hermit, be Jeremiah Johnson or something. No, you will not be able to leave the cities. And this is the idea of the mega cities, the smart cities, right, which the big tech, IBM, these companies have been promoting the idea of way ahead of their time, smart cities, where to live there will require you to kind of give up a lot of freedoms, perhaps. You might even have to be sterilized eventually, right? Oh, we'll give you a UBI. You can come live in, you know, the Google bubble city, but you got to get sterilized, right? This kind of stuff is what we can expand. And last of all, free education promoted by the state for all and for all children. That's mandatory. So it's free, but it's mandatory, right? And that's to brainwash everybody into the socialized system. When we get back, I'll talk about some of the founders of American education. Horace Mann, John Dewey, forced that very thing to get back. Yeah.
This is Greg Reese from Infowars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at Infowars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything.
I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Face Analysis. By the way, if you're interested in technocracy, I have 2 books, and they have extensive sections and chapters on technocracy. In fact, I wrote a whole book on the way Hollywood tells us ahead of time about transhumanism and what's coming in this technocratic era. You can get signed copies of my book at jaysanalysis.com. What I was just discussing was this last plank in the Communist Manifesto, which was about free, enforced state education for all. And that's what we've seen Common Core, right, this kind of stuff, going all the way back to the founders of American public education, John Dewey, Horace Mann, who were themselves socialists, who believe in the socializing of individuals, not in the educating of individuals. They literally wrote about that. There's entire books written by these people about the utopian ideals of creating a socialized education system that would condition people through operant Pavlovian conditioning, into becoming wards of a centralized authority. Now, most of us still, unfortunately, I'm not trying to call out anybody in particular, just in the political sphere in the West, we still get trapped into thinking that libertarianism is the good guys because they're against the state, and the state is the bad guys, and they're trying to enforce this control system, and the corporations therefore good, state therefore bad. And what I'm trying to tell you is that it's worse than that, unfortunately, right? That might have been the case at one point in time, maybe 100, 150 years ago. Now we're in a situation where the banks, the state, the Fortune 100 are the same entity, right? And if you read Quigley, he calls this monopoly capitalism. And he says monopoly capitalism rose out of the big cartels and the big banking families of finance capitalism to take over basically large portions of not just the Western economies, but the global economy and global market. Now, they don't run everything, but they have the upper hand when it comes to the world. And if you doubt that, just look at the last 5 years and the policies that the Fortune 100 have imposed across the world. Why does almost every country muzzle everyone? Why does almost every country suddenly going to enact these mandates about what you have to do to travel? Well, that's because there's already a corporate global government that's been stealthily put in place for the last several decades. Now, Alex was asking about, well, what is this austerity plan? What is this all about? You go back to, well, 100 years ago, you can go back to the technocrats. You can go back to Bertrand Russell. You can go back to H.G. Wells, who wrote book after book after book after book saying this is what we're going to do in the next century. Right. And who wrote the UNESCO plan? Right. Julian Huxley's Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley. He wrote the UNESCO philosophy and plan for inculcating through education, that 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. Right. The global mindset for the whole world in every country. Right. So the UNESCO promotes all of these same ideas across the world. The United Nations is kind of like a nascent sort of initial form of what they want to eventually give birth to. Right. And it's wrong to think of it like, well, the Fortune 100 are fighting against the UN and it's like corporate versus, collectivist. That's only one level. Right. At the highest level, the technocrats, just like in Huxley's Brave New World, they don't really care about the ideology. They don't really care about whether you believe capitalism and they believe communism or not, or fascism or something. So they're kind of above the ideologies. And it's a will to power. Right. If you understand Nietzsche, you understand the will to power, then ideologies are just a way to kind of trick people, right, and move the chess pieces around on the table. Now, I'm not saying that there's no true ideology. I'm just saying that's the power elite's perspective of ideologies, of national governments, of this kind of stuff. They see it as just a tool on the chessboard, hence Brzezinski's grand chessboard analogy. So, but it is key. It's crucial to understand communism because communism is technocratic. Right. Its origins are technocratic. If you go back to the French Revolution, where communism comes from, you get these characters who were known as Jacobins. Right. If you read about the Jacobins, there's a good book on this called Perfectibilis, which is the history of the Bavarian Illuminati. You know that they were the original technocrats. Right. If it's the case that family and marriage and church and state are just social constructs, we just sort of make them up, right? Because there is no God. It's atheistic, right? There's no God. That's just all made up. Then we can make up anything, right? We can make up a new system. We can share our wives. We can share our goods, right? And so at the lower level, right, there's the Jacobin magazine praising our new saint, our new hero, Joe. St. Joe there. If we can just institute a new system, right, then man can step into that role of being the high priest, right? The technocrat, the scientist is the new man in the priestly vestment, right? The lab coat is the new priestly vestment. And that's really the attitude of the Luciferian sort of postmodern nihilistic Satanists, who I think are at the highest level of this system, right? They see this as a system to be brought in to, in their mindset, help them transcend the limitations of humanity. If you watch 2001, A Space Odyssey, that's really what Arthur C. Clarke and I just went blank. Arthur C. Clarke and, the guy who did all the best movies, right? 2001, A Space Odyssey, he did that. I just went blank. You know what I mean, right? So 2001, all these films, right, they're telling us about the same thing that Clark, who, by the way, Arthur C. Clarke, Stanley Kubrick, I don't know why I'm blank. Kubrick was in the circles of these people, right? And Arthur C. Clarke himself was hanging out with Crowley, another person who said we have to storm heaven and kind of initiate this new aeon of Horus, right, which is a sort of antichrist era. Clarke wrote another book that people forget about called Childhood's End. Right? And in Childhood's End, he has the, you know, alien deception essentially coming into fruition through what are demons, right? When Karellen, the quote alien in the ship, emerges to the masses, he literally looks like a picturesque archetypal demon, right? If you watch the, I think the Sci-Fi Channel did a version of Childhood's End a couple of years ago, you notice that Karellen, you know, literally looks like, you know, Tim Curry in Legend, right, playing the devil, right? And that was a pretty good series, actually, the way they did it. You know, they had Karellen basically duping everyone and for a while giving people a temporary dystopia, right? People for a while have the healing of their illnesses, right? They're given life extension technology. They're given all of these different things. And what do the elite want? Well, they steal everybody's children, right? They basically say that we're going to take your kids. We're going to evolve them. Right, through MKUltra and brain, you know, mind control type stuff. And we're gonna have to depopulate everyone else, right? Because you're just too primitive, you haven't evolved enough, you haven't, you know, you're not fit to be a space brother to all the other space brothers. And there he is with his cloven hoof, right, walking out. I wonder what that, oh, it's just an alien, right? No, it's not an alien, it's a demon, right? And again, the very guy who did 2001, right, which is all about transhumanism and nuking the planet. That's the original screenplay, is that Star Child has to depopulate by wiping everything clean slate, great reset. Star Child, right, this big floating space baby, right, is man when man becomes God. And then he said, okay, I gotta wipe out this universe, do a great reset on the whole universe, right? So if you want to understand 2001 A Space Odyssey, it's cosmic great reset, right? Same idea in Clark, right, who was an Illuminist. Clark is part of this crowd of Illuminists hanging out with all the same people, Crowley, all the elite, basically saying that the technocratic government is here to do a Malthusian depopulation operation. That's what that book's about. That's what 2001 is actually about, if you go back and watch it. Now, why do they have that ideology? Where does that come from, right? That comes from Malthus and from the Royal Society elites who foisted this Darwinian mythos on everybody that because they are the most evolved, they have the right, the mandate of nature, to kill everybody else off, right? Charles Galton Darwin wrote a book called The Next Million Years. And in that book, he says that we have the divine mandate through our blue blood, through our elite bloodline, right? It's our duty to kill and depopulate on a mass scale. The Georgia Guidestones are an erected monument publicly telling everybody this, right? So if you doubt this, go look up the Georgia Guidestones. Go look up the book, The Next Million Years. Right? Where they say what they're going to do ahead of time. I'm Jay Dyer. Right.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Darnley. Now, I have to apologize for getting Stanley Cooper's name a minute ago. I had snorted a whole line of pumpkin possum earlier, so I was out of my mind. That stuff's even stronger than Super Male Vitality, I can tell you right now. Now, I was talking about The Next Million Years, right, by Charles Galton Darwin. In that Galton eugenics-based Darwin Huxley family, right, Royal Society crew, and he wrote this book that a lot of people don't know about, outlining what the elite wanted to do, not just in the next 20, 50, 100 years, but kind of extreme prediction here. He wants to talk about what happens in the next million years, which in itself is kind of preposterous, but it does lay out, right, what their long-term plan is. And in chapter 8, he says that we have to go for mass birth control, mass depopulation, mass reduction in the population through what he calls eugenic regimentation. And he says that we will promote a lot of industrialization, believe it or not. He says, because when we industrialize a country, right, when they get fat, dumb, and happy, the birth rate goes down. And he says that will be one of the key ways to do that. And by doing that, we'll industrialize the world, we'll raise everybody's living standards, and then, he says, we will have a infrastructure for that technocratic society. But he says, remember that prosperity is key to infanticide. Yes, prosperity is key to infanticide and to depopulation operations. And he even goes so far as to say that movements of masses of people are a weapon, right? You ever heard of this? Weapons of mass migration, right? Kelly Greenhill. And he says that when you eventually get a certain level of prosperity in a country, the birth rates go negative, right? Now, he wrote this back in 1952, but he's just repeating the old line of Thomas Malthus, right? A long time ago before him, right? The Anglican minister, so-called preacher, talk about, you know, Luciferians in minister preacher garb. He says that in order to bring all of this in, right, he ends this this next chapter by talking about creating a fake religion that everybody would be duped by that's based around scientism, right? Science, he says, will be the new religion, and the elite will run this religion from the background, right? And then it's really just a cloak for Darwinism, he says. And he says, we'll take this so far. Literally, he ends the chapter. He says that they will offer up their children to us for the benefit of the human race. Now, literally saying that you will give your children up to the New World Order, right, to the global government, whether that means sacrifice, depopulation, or give them over to the state so that they can be brainwashed to become, you know, Karelin's little, Karelin's tots, right, the little tots that serve Satan or whatever. I mean, that's literally what they're talking about here, right? Again, I'm going to give you another example of this crazy stuff. There was a little known book. Now, I covered this with Richard Grove the other day. We had an excellent 2-hour talk that went viral, got 120,000 views on that talk. You can go watch it at my YouTube channel, where we went into the Great Reset, and I brought up this book, and everybody's kind of blown away. They couldn't believe that this book existed back in 1982. I think it was written in 82, and it's a collection of a bunch of progressives and futurists and transhumanists writing about all these different areas of life. So it includes people like Carl Rogers, Jonas Salk, Tim Leary, Willis Harmon, right, of Changing Images of Man fame. It includes people like Barbara Marx Hubbard, of all people, Marilyn Ferguson, who wrote the her New Agey book about the Aquarian era, right? So what's amazing about this is that Willis Harmon, the guy who was involved in Changing Images of Man, one of the most important white papers for the elite, if you haven't read that, definitely go read that, look at that. He wrote a book about what work would be like in the technocratic future, right here. Work, Willis Harmon, Changing Images of Man, technocrat, socialist, right, type of guy. And he says that we're going to have to figure out what to do, number one, with the extra people, right? That's a phrase that the British elite, you know, they're the extra people. So they're the essential people and the extra people. So now you're starting to see that the essential workers, the essential twerkers, if you're a nurse in a hospital, apparently, the essential workers are distinguished from the non-essential. And Willis Harmon wrote this back in 1982, and he said that when we bring this in, part of determining what would be the UBI, your universal basic income that's doled out to you, being on the globalist dole, right, get your EBT card, what would determine you being on UBI would be your essential work, right? Whether you're essential or not. Now, again, he said this in 1982. So back in 1982, he said that we would need eventually some kind of austerity to be brought in. Great Reset. Most people, he says, will work from home. He says, we'll even promote tiny houses. You see all these goofballs on YouTube, like the millennials and Zoomers who want to live in a van and drive around. I mean, maybe when you're 20, that's fun, but when you're 50, you don't want to be living in a van, I promise you, right? Like the Jerry Garcia van living thing is not for when you're 50, right? You want a recliner when you're 50, okay? Yeah, you want to chill. You don't want to live in a van, but tiny living is literally part of this Great Reset stuff, right? If you don't know that, all of this goes into, there was a YouTuber a couple months ago, or maybe it was last year, that was suddenly she got like 50 million views on her first video, and it was just this girl who was going to live in a van, right, and ride around the country living in a van. That's just so that you don't have any say-so in the future, right? What's Bill Gates doing? Oh, he's buying up all the land, right? He's going to own the land. You're going to live in a van down by the river, right? Like Chris Farley, right? Literally, the Chris Farley aspect of the Great Reset. And he even says that the Middle Ages were interesting because it was this feudal model, right? The feudal model of the Middle Ages. And since the role of work has changed from the Middle Ages to the modern technocratic future that we're going into, all we have to do is give people various forms of escapism in their time off, right? To where they go and go live in a virtual world, and they're having sex with dragons in their virtual, you know, Rift world or what, Oculus world. He says, then we don't even have to worry about them. They have checked out. Right? They're not a challenge. They're not a threat. Most of these goofuses will be in the virtual world having all the nastiest sex you can imagine. We will then let them just die off or become sterilized, right, through you have to get the sterilization to get the UBI or whatever. And he says that that will be the future. That will be the way that we can get them out of participating in the future. They will be spectators, right, for the real world and for the future, which we will own. And so that's what you have to understand, is that the technocratic plan is a plan to basically phase you out. That's the essence of it. The UBI is a trap, right? I saw there were last year, a lot of right wingers, right? Just a bunch of idiots, the same goofuses who would go along with this Q crap, right? Thinking that the Great Reset, this idea of a universal basic income, that's good, right? If we just had, we wouldn't have to be, you know, trying to start our own business and do all this kind of stuff. If we could just get a government check. It's the same trap that the elite used, right? LBJ, when he said that we'll just put all of the black community on the dole and we'll control them for the next 100 years. Now they're going to put everybody on the dole and control you for the next 100 years. They don't want you to be an enterprising, business-starting individual, right? So that's why libertarianism, Western Christianity, Orthodox Christianity, the Western ethos, common law, limitations to centralized power, limitations to centralized economics, right? That's the problem now that has to go. All of that has to go, right? Limitations to international banking, limitations to international corporations, all that's got to go so that they can bring in this weird, goofy system. And by the way, Tim Leary has a chapter in this where he says that the heroes and saints of the future are the scientists. And he says that some of those saints include, now he says this in a different book, but he says some of those saints include people like Aleister Crowley. Why is the guy who's in charge of basically getting everybody to do LSD and to do drugs, right, through his buddy John Lilly here, the guy with the dolphin fetish, why is he saying that Aleister Crowley is one of the heroes and saints of the new aeon, you see, right? Storm heaven. So the Jacobin model of storming heaven is the same as the Crowleyan model of storming heaven, is the same as the Luciferian model of storming heaven. It's the same plan. It's the same model. It's the same idea. Once you understand that it's not about capitalism versus communism, this is the real plan, the technocratic plan, right? The same as the Jacobin plan, right? Corporate communism. Then you understand the whole thing. Now you can understand why the OSS put Mao in power. Did you know that Mao was a Yali, Yale in China? Skull and bones. There you go. Jay Dyer, Allison. Allison, go.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.